Hi, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Ali from CCAS, and I'm here to run you through all the developments in the world of sec change. The headlines for this week: we have the outcomes of panel where 10 draft proposals were converted to modification proposals, an update on the SecMP62 and SecMP67 traffic management modifications working group meeting, the outcomes of change board, and another new draft proposal to talk about. At last Friday's panel meeting, 10 draft proposals were converted to modification proposals. Seven of these will go to refinement. These were MP82, 2.4 GHz channel management, MP84, other user panel seating amendment, MP85, synchronization of smart meter voltage measurement periods, MP88, the power to raise modifications, MP90, incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC, MP92, new planned maintenance methodology, and MP93, implementing IRP 511 and CRP 535 to support GBCS version 3.2 devices. And three will go straight to report. These were MP86, Altham rollout financing, MP89, changes to Appendix R, common testing scenario document, and MP91, updating security assurance statuses. The modification report consultations for these three were issued this week and will close on Monday, the 9th of December. All these modifications and details on the issues are on our website. If you'd like to get involved in the working group discussions for those in refinement, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. We'd also encourage you to respond to the consultations that are currently out and let us know your views. On Tuesday this week, we held an ad hoc working group meeting for SecMP62, northbound application traffic management alert storm protection, and SecMP67, service request traffic management. SecMP62 was sent back into refinement in August by Change Board as there were concerns about how both of these modifications fit into the overall traffic management strategy. At the working group, we heard from DCC experts exactly why these modifications are needed, and the working group agreed that the modifications should proceed. The working group also agreed that the modifications should be considered and proceed independently as they have different solutions and are at different stages of the process. SecMP62 will now go to panel on the 13th of December, and if panel agree, go to modification report consultation and then January change board vote. In the meantime, CCAS will be ensuring any outstanding queries are clarified before panel. For SecMP67, Change Board agreed on Wednesday this week that it should proceed to impact assessment. CCAS are now working on updating the business requirements based on the working group input and preparing to issue the refinement consultation. The recording of the working group meeting is available on our website if you'd like to listen to it. It's on the meeting calendar entry page or on each of the modification pages. If you've got any questions or concerns, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Also at Change Board this week, SecMP 53, amend target response times for service request critical to installation and commissioning process, and SecMP 81, alignment of Jewis and Chisholm to reflect current DCC processing, were both put to the vote. Both were approved under self-governance, and there will now be a 10-day referral window which will close on the 4th of December. MP 53 looks at addressing some target response times that have been deemed unsuitable, such as on-site testing service requests, which are currently set to 24 hours, and this will be changed to 30 seconds. And MP 81 looks at aligning the SEC to the way in which DCC currently carries out their processing. The main drive for this modification was that DCC were concerned that these details are not currently described in the SEC, and this negatively impacts the user's understanding of how DCC systems operate. If no comments are received in the referral window, Mod 81 will be implemented in February 2020 SEC release, which will be the 27th of February 2020, and Mod 53 will be implemented in the June 2020 SEC release on the 25th of June 2020. We also have one draft proposal, DP97, to tell you about. DP97, improving SMETS 2 meter installs for new connections, raised by David Walsh of the DCC. The electricity supply licence states that in the case of new connections and new houses, the supplier needs to check there is a wide area network or WAN before attending the site to install a smart meter, and they do this using the SMWAN coverage database. the wording in the SEC Appendix H, the Commerce Hub handover support materials, advises that a customer can only raise a service management service request where there's no postcode. There can be a time delay from the release of the postcode from the Royal Mail and the update of the coverage database, and this can cause a response of no premises found, and this scenario is not covered in Appendix H and is causing issues. A full problem statement can be found on our website. Please let us know if this affects you and your company by emailing us at sec.change@gemserve.com. The next provisional working group agenda has been issued on our website. The final agenda and materials will be issued next Wednesday. Please let us know if you'd like to attend. That's all for this week. Please tune in again next week for more of our latest updates in SEC Change. Thank you very much for listening.